All right, Matt Greenwood back with you as we begin KJF Sports Talk. Grandview football head coach Dave Dallas joining us in studio. And as I mentioned going into break, Grandview did not have a varsity squad last year. Instead, they went JV trying to get Dave Dallas to rebuild the program and get them started on the right foot for 2018. And so we're vastly approaching 2018's football season. I believe August 24th is their first scheduled game. It counts against Scott City. Again, that's August 24th. They do have a jamboree the week before that. But Coach Dallas, we'll get to a little bit more about the football season coming up in just a second. But first of all, just welcome onto the program.
Thanks a lot, Matt. I appreciate you having me here today.
What's it like as a high school coach to have to rebuild a football program?
You know, it's kind of been a fun process. You know, it's just kind of – it's actually closer to the college level doing that than going out and recruiting the hallways and, you know, talking to kids and selling them why they should play football and the importance of football and those type of things. And it's really well. I mean, I think, you know, the number one thing is building relationships, just like, you know, build relationships with the kids in the weight room, build relationships with the kids if they're in a class, you know, get to know them in the hallway, get to know them personally. And then they kind of buy into what you're trying to get accomplished, and they see some positive things that way, and then they want to get involved in something positive. And so it's been a good experience rebuilding it. You know, and it just didn't take me. I've got good coaches. They've done a good job. And, you know, Mike Lloyd and Adrian Goodwin, they've done a tremendous job in their classrooms, promoting kids, doing the same thing, talking football, why they should be out for football, why kids should come out, the importance of that. And they've really helped tremendously, and that's been a real big plus for me.
I know you've had a little more than a year now to sort of ingrain yourself into the Grandview community. I don't know how many people approach you asking you about your background. I don't know how many people already knew that going into this, but for those that might not necessarily know your coaching background, mind diving into that for us a little bit?
Well, I grew up in Herculaneum, obviously, and graduated there in the Stone Ages.
Don't say that.
I graduated, I was 79, graduated from Herculaneum, went to play football at Missouri Western, was a graduate assistant there, went to Truman State as a GA, went from Truman State. I was at Rolla High School for a year. Then I went to John Burroughs High School for a year. Was fortunate to be part of a state championship team there. Then I took the defensive coordinator job at Graceland College up in Lamoni, Iowa. Was there. We were fortunate to have some really good players, and I didn't mess them up too bad, and we were the number two defense in the nation. Then I took the head coaching job at Ottawa University in Kansas, in Ottawa, Kansas. I was there for eight seasons. Great experience, great place. Then I went within the conference and took the head coaching job at Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, Kansas. I was there for 17 years as the head football coach. And then my last five, is I was there as a athletic director and head football coach both. And then I went to North County High School and was there for three seasons. And then I took over at Grandview.
So basically you could say you've lived.
I've lived, yeah. I've been there and done it, I guess. It's kind of, from my standpoint, my last 5 years at Kansas Wesleyan, you know, I did everything. I mean, had a successful career there, did a real good job, but I really got burned out. I was tired. I had 28 sports. I was the athletic director and head football coach. It got very tiresome for me, and I it was neat to come back to North County and kind of get back to the grassroots, and then, you know, really going doing the Grandview thing is I've really gotten to the grassroots of things. You know, I've kind of peeled the onion back a little bit and dove right in a little bit to what, you know, we needed to do. And, you know, it's been fun to get in the weight room and work with the guys, not have to worry about a bunch of administrative headaches, say, what's happened with the soccer coach and right. What's happening, you know, getting the text message in the middle of practice or a phone call in the middle of practice or somebody coming, hey, you need to take this call, you know, this has happened, you know, those type of things. And I don't have to deal with those type of headaches anymore. So that's been a big plus for me. I just kind of enjoy coaching. It's, you know, my wife looked at me, you know, about a year ago and said, hey, you know, hey, you're kind of semi-retired right now, aren't you? And I said, because, you know, she knows that the stress level in nearly as high and those things on me as what it was. So that's been a big plus for me, and I thoroughly enjoyed just, you know, working with the kids, get to know them. My philosophy changed, as in my coaching career. I used to be at the wins and losses and my ego and all those things. And as probably I got a little bit older and a little bit wiser, I think my job as a football coach, number one, is to make those young men better people so they can go out in the society and be a good employee, be a good husband, a good father, so they can go out and, you know, be a good community member. You know, I think that's my number one job. And that was my philosophical base later on in my college career. And I think the more I got into that and dove towards that area, I think the more success I had on the field. And because I developed those relationships and trust and bond with those kids that I maybe didn't have at a younger, earlier age in my coaching career. So that's just philosophically a little bit kind of where I see things, you know. And I think, you know, my second thing is to win football games. And, you know, I think I'm going to win a lot more games, teaching kids about life and those things and trust it than, you know, just, you know, be the John Doe football coach guy, you know.
Right. And you mentioned, when you answered my first question about the coaching staff kind of getting out there in the hallways and talking to kids. And you mentioned, you know, that it really is about turning kids into, you know, better people. And obviously you're going to have good kids already, and that's what you're going for. And good is great, and then you want great to be better than great and that
right.
sort of thing.
Exactly.
So – I mean, if you can, if you want to, can you kind of share with us the approach that you made towards these kids? Like, what's the first thing you talked to them about? Second thing, third thing, so on and so forth.
You know, I just got to know them and say, hey, have you ever played football? What do you think about playing football? What's your parents? Where's your parents at? You know, what's your parents do? What do you do? Have any brothers and sisters? How are they? I mean, where are they at? You know, just you get to know them. You know. You talk to them about just general things in life and, hey, this is my background. You know, I've got four kids and I kind of know what you're, you know, some of the things you're dealing with. You know, I think just develop that relationship with them and get them to know you a little bit as a person. And I think that was the biggest thing. And you know, there again, why is it important? You know, I talk to them about why it's important to play football, you know. Football will help you in life. It'll make you a more disciplined player. It'll make you a team player. It'll help you become a better person. You'll be more responsible. You have to commit to being a good teammate and those type of things. So those are all things that you talk to them about in the roundabout way. Every kid isn't the same. There's a lot of kids that are dealing with a lot of different issues in their life and. You know, get to know them and talk to them about those things as well and say, hey, I'm here for you if you need to talk to me about these things, you know.
All right. So football is basically, you know, a fourth or fifth thing. In terms of trying to get them to actually come out and play, it's more third or fourth in the line of things that you talk about.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think they see my passion towards the game and
right.
my passion towards, you know, rebuilding the program and, getting them out, I think that gets contagious a little bit.
Let's see here. JV squad that you had last year, 7 wins, 2 losses. You know, it obviously wasn't about the wins and losses. It was just getting kids out there. So can you kind of tell us what the JV season was like for you? What did you learn about the kids at Grandview?
Our motto was win the play, win the day. That's that. I mean, you know, we last year we wanted to get better every play. Get better every day, and you know that was the big thing I think we wanted to gain, and we still try to strive on those things as we get ready for upcoming varsity season. We are shooting with a different target this year, but you know we wanted to get better every ball game, and you know there again you know we want to get stronger, we want to get faster. The weight room was a huge factor for us. I mean. Establishing a quality weight program and getting the kids to buy into what we're doing in the weight room and them being able to see their growths in the weight room was huge. You know, we had guys, you know, that made, you know, hundreds of pounds of gains in their core lifts throughout the school year. I mean, and they saw that, so they developed and obviously get more confidence when that happens, and they carry themselves a lot better and those things.
Do you have any players that you can sort of point to as guys that you saw great improvements in, or maybe had kind of already come in and you know, maybe had some of that varsity experience and stuck with you know, with the program despite, you know, not playing a varsity season, but, you know, guys that you saw kind of improve?
You know, and my hats all go off to some of those senior guys last year that kind of the four of them that kind of stuck with what we were doing and accomplished that, and that my hats go off to them, because that was a tough, they gave up something and had a sacrifice there. But you know, guys like Eli Moore, who was a starter ever since his freshman year, you know, he bought into what we're doing, and he's gotten stronger and bigger. Trenton Castro, Brian Martinez is going to be an outstanding player for us at our slot receiver position. He's an outstanding kick returner, punt return kid. He bought into what we are doing. You know, and then there's guys that really developed as young players. Drew Ledvec, who's a kid that transferred in last year. In May of last year, came in, walked through the door with him and his dad, and here was this 6'5", 380-pound offensive lineman that walked in and hadn't played football. He played football at a young age, and obviously but he flourished. Now he's a 315-pound offensive lineman. You
wow!
Know? And so his strength gains. Guys like you know, Cameron Ennis, who just a young wide receiver that got bigger and stronger. And, you know, those guys are just bought into what we're doing. Chris Ledbetter, a kid that's big and strong. So those guys really, really kind of bought in and to the weight program, gotten stronger, gotten faster, and just developed as, you know, as players. And then they kind of have developed into team camaraderie and those type of things, and kind of believe in what we're doing. So, you know, when somebody – they get upset when somebody misses or somebody's not accountable to those things, and they get upset with each other and are able to hold themselves accountable for those things.
Well, that's quite a few names. I was honestly anticipating maybe one or two, but that's a healthy list of guys that obviously are going to have an impact on this season. When it comes to teaching these guys your strategies on offense and defense and special teams, have you gotten to that stage yet, or are you still waiting for more guys to come out before you do all that?
Oh no, we started that day one last May.
Okay,
you know, and that was the good thing about going back to the JV thing, because we were able to kind of put a system in. Hey, this is what we do offensively. And we're able to kind of like, now we're taking it to another level. You know, we're reading different things that we didn't read last year, and we couldn't read last year. We weren't ready to read last year, and then, you know, we're going to a different, you know, defensively. We're doing some coverage things to simplify some stuff that we weren't able to do last year. We just were pretty basic with what we were doing. We're still you know, peeling that back and trying to get some things in that way, but. You know, that's the good thing about going to the JV schedule, because we were able to develop that philosophical base. Now, do we tweak that according to personnel and that we have strengths and weaknesses? Yeah, but we've been able to do that as well. So we got to know the kids a little bit more and how they developed, and maybe, you know, we had some transfer kids that came in that's probably going to help us out a little bit. So those are all things that are all pluses to us, that, you know, we can tweak things, but we are able to develop that philosophical base versus, hey, one year you're playing this offense and the next year you're playing this offense and you're doing this defensively and the next week you're doing that. You know, we're not going to do that stuff. We're going to say, hey, this is what we are. You know, we'll tweak it. We'll tweak it year to year. That's the philosophical base we're going to live with. And, you know, unless we get off to, you know, hey, going a different direction because we don't have the personnel to be able to do some of those things, we will. Right now, we have the personnel to do the things we're going to do, and we're going to continue to grow and do those things.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll give you a second to catch your breath. We're going to step aside for a few minutes and come back and just sort of talk about the upcoming football season, training camp, kind of what you're looking for, you know, out of that, what you're hoping to get accomplished there. And just sort of, you know, get your expectations for the season, whether it's on the field or off the field stuff. So, sound good?
Good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we're speaking to Dave Dallas, Grandview head football coach. They're returning this year, this 2018 season with the varsity schedule. Again, going JV side last year. JV only, no varsity side, but they're going to have a varsity team this year. And we'll dive into more about the upcoming season, which begins again August 24th against Scott City. We'll take a break here on KJF. It's 4:33. Matt Greenwood with Dave Dallas, head coach for the Grandview football team, joining us this afternoon here on KJF Sports Talk. And we've just been talking about the JV season and some of the players that that Coach Dallas expects to make an impact this year. And we've also just sort of been talking about philosophies as well and the recruiting process for Coach Dallas, the high school recruiting process a little bit different, coach than college, obviously, but for some people, but just basically kind of getting back to the basics. But one thing that I kind of just sort of jumped to the front of my head as we were in break about what I'd like to talk to you about for this next segment is success and failure. When you're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, sometimes 18. There's every kid handles success and failure in their own way. And part of parenting and coaching is being able to sort of figure out what exactly to say, what maybe not necessarily you have to say anything, what not to say, that sort of thing, to sort of, you know, get the message across to kids that, yes, if you succeed, you got to handle it this way. If you fail, let's handle it this way. Have you gotten a sense from, you know, being with the players that you've been with, sort of how to address success and failure with them?
You know, I think that's something that going into the next season that we have to deal with a little bit. How do we succeed? You know, how do you see that? You know, is success, you know, a 30-point win, or success playing as well as you can play and executing as well as you can and being a good teammate and doing those things? And I think it's the latter. I think you've got to have that before you can move forward and have those big wins. And I think that's the motto we got to go with. Everybody, you know, hey, we all want to win on Friday night, okay? There's no ifs, ands, and buts about that, okay? We're competitive. It's what you do from Monday to Friday in your preparation phase, and not just the physical aspect of it, the mental aspect of it too. You know, I think getting our kids the confidence that they can compete at that varsity level and going to those things and exposing them to that right now. You know, we went to a 7-on-7 tournament last week and did that. We're going to a one-day camp in Sullivan on Thursday this week and going to compete in that. And I think those are things that our kids need to have success to know that they can play at that level. You know, they can do those things. They can have success that way. And they can grow. And you know what? Sometimes you got to step back before you step forward. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a prime example of what we needed to do with our program. We needed to step back and say, this is what we are right now. You know, instead of, okay, we're going to spin our wheels and keep going at the varsity level and have our numbers be at 17, 18, you know, by the end of the year and maybe not be able to finish the season, those type of things. Hey, no, we're going to develop a system that, hey, we're going to process through this whole thing and move forward and have a system and have confidence and know that, you know, what's the important thing. You know, the important thing is, you know, the team, the important thing is the community, the important thing is the school, and had taken pride in what we're doing and then be able to move forward and executing your offense and your defense and you know, hey, like I said, you know, win the play, win the day, okay? And that's, you know, we got to win that play. If we don't win that play, let's step back up. That play's over with. We're moving forward to the next one, okay? And, you know, if you take that concept, and, you know, that's been my philosophical base all the way through. We get, you know, we'll come Monday and we'll watch that video on Monday and Sunday, Monday. When that video's on the shelf, it's over with. Win, lose, or draw, it's over with, okay? And we got to move forward and say, okay, this is what we have to do to beat this team. This is what we got to, you know, these are the things we need to do, okay? And this is how we got to go about doing it, you know, in our preparation phase. This is the mental aspect we have to deal with, okay? And we got to overcome these things mentally, okay? And then these are the physical things we need to do to beat them, okay? And I think those are the things that you got to look at with that. And like I said, I think you got to step forward or backwards sometimes, a step forward. And I see very positive things, and I see us going in the right direction and moving forward at a fast pace right now. And I'm really proud of our guys because they've kind of bought into that. And they do go out in every play and play as hard as they can. They are self-correct. Our football IQ from last May to right now is 5,000 times better than what it was. I mean, they couldn't name what the A gap was defensively. They couldn't name a technique defensively. They couldn't. There was nothing there. Okay. And mm-hmm. where they're at now, they can self-correct what we're doing offensively. They can self-correct what we're doing defensively. They know what they did wrong. What did you do wrong? Okay. Then they can go back and make those corrections. And that's where we're at. And that's exciting to see because I didn't know that we'd be there this fast. And we are. And we need to keep – there's always room for growth, obviously. But we're there, and we're doing it. And I'm really proud of them for that because they've taken pride in that.
I'll take your advice and take a step back here before I move forward with another aspect that I want to get to talking about. Obviously, parents need to be involved in in what's going on and off the football field. How much interaction have you had with parents about? Have you shared your coaching philosophies with them and sort of seeing if they can integrate that into how they approach their kids as well?
The parents, you know, I tell you what, that was a tough thing that going in. And how are they going to accept going to the JV program? You know, are we going to deal with that? You know, are we going to be selfish about it? And I told them, I said, I think this is a growth pattern. I think this is a healthy process. And I think as our kids see that, I think they've been able to see that as well. You know, and I my philosophical base with parents, you know, I said, I want their kids to grow up. And for me to help your kids grow the way we want them, but we all want them to grow, the parents and myself, they got to help theirself. And, you know, I tell a kid, if your kid's going to be late or going to miss or something's come up, and I don't want a text message from a parent. I want a text message from that kid.
Okay.
Because I want that kid to be accountable for his action with me, okay? The same way with playing time, okay? I'm not going to talk to a parent about playing time. I'm going to talk to the kid about playing time.
Right.
Okay? Because he's the one that – him and I are the ones that got to make that decision on whether he's going to play, you know. He's going to get on the field because is he going to do what he needs to do to get on the field? Is he going to grow? What hasn't he done to get on the field? And I'm going to let him know what he needs to do. And, you know, and they've really, the parents have been really, really good and supportive. I've really been very pleased with that. And, you know, I think that's the thing that I think as a parent, you know, I had four kids and I was fortunate enough. Every one of my kids won a state championship in football. Okay. And they were in a good high school football program and were able to have success that way. But, you know, I think some of the – and they've gone in life and gone out to be very successful. And my daughter was played volleyball in high school and had a great experience doing that. So, you know, that was the good thing is from being a college football coach, I'd sit in the stands and people would say, hey, what do you think of that play? And finally, I just sit up in the stands in a corner because I don't – you know, I'm not going to tell coach what he did. What I think of that play is probably a pretty good play because – you know, I'm not going to second guess his play calls, you know, I just wanted to be a dad. You know, that's all I wanted to be. And I get there and parents, I just encourage you, go there and support your kids, support your coaches, you know. And if there's conflicts, go visit with them because every one of those coaches are supportive individuals. They're doing it. They're doing it because of the passion. They're not doing it for all that money. I mean, they're doing it because they love being around kids and they love making kids better in their lives. And so support those kids, support the coaches. You know, if your kids got problems, go tell them to go talk to their coach yourself, you know, because that's part of growing up. That's part of, you know, developing that young man or that young lady in that process. And I think that's, that's a key. And I think we've lost that a little bit in athletics these days. And I think we need to kind of get back to that and not get wrapped up in, you know, the wins and losses. Are they important at some point in time? Yeah, I think they are. But also, I think the experiences those kids have are more important than the wins and losses. And we need to keep that in perspective as parents and try to make those kids better as well. So that's my philosophical soapbox. So
okay.
For what it's worth, 10 cents and a cup of coffee at McDonald's probably.
Well, that's why I wanted to take a step back before I went forward, because I think the parents' involvement is humongous in this process of getting these kids through high school and through a football season, if you will. But stepping forward now, if you don't mind, reintroduce your coaches again and just sort of what their certain skill is, not just on the football field but off the football field as well.
Mike Lloyd has been with me the whole time at Grandview, and he's our offensive coordinator and done a great job. And he's also the head track coach, and mm-hmm. And also I help him in the track end of things, and we've really developed a real good rapport. And I've asked Coach Lloyd to coordinate our offense, and really he stepped out in an area that he wasn't real comfortable with, because he's kind of been on the defensive side of the football and done a tremendous job of I said, this is what we want to do. This is kind of the philosophical base. I gave him some nuts and bolts, and him and Adrian Goodwin, who's our offensive line coach and our he'll be our JV offensive coordinator, has done a great job of working together with that. They've just been a real treat to have around. I mean, we established a great relationship and a great communication there, and they're two very good. They're not young guys, but they're young coaches, and they've been sponges, and I'm real proud of them. Joe Cagle works with our middle school program, and Drew Burns. Drew played for me at North County, and those are two of our middle school coaches. And Taylor Hassel is going to be the new basketball coach, is going to be our receiver coach and work with our skill guys, which I'm real excited about that aspect of things, being able to develop that relationship with the basketball coach. And I think it'll only help our football program grow, and I think it'll help his basketball program grow as well, to get those kids involved in maybe some of those football kids that aren't out for basketball, to get them involved in football and vice versa, being able to do that. I think developing that relationship and those things, I think, is well needed along those lines. And so I'm excited about Taylor. He's really caught it. He's not got a great lot of football experience, to be perfectly right. honest with you. But he has came out and just caught on fire with, you know, the knowledge and, you know, the enthusiasm which he's going to give the kids and those things. And I think we're going to see very good things there. So that's our staff. I take care of our defense and coordinate our defense, and that's our coaches, and I'm real proud of them, and they're a good group of guys, and we're real excited about, you know, biting a bullet and getting forward here, moving forward.
Yeah, Coach Hassel, actually, Coach Dallas came in a couple weeks ago, and he said that he was surprised that he was going to be a wide receivers coach, but he said, Coach Dallas, don't just throw me out there and say work with the wide receivers. Give me something to instruct them on, and I'll do it. And so he seems yes. pretty uplifted about the chance to be on that coaching staff of yours.
And he came in and he said, hey, boom. He sat down, you know, earlier this week or last week, one of the two, and him and Coach Lloyd were watching video with the quarterbacks, and, you know, they're going over things, and, you know, he's catching on. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? I mean, he's asking the right questions. And, you know, I think he's in the right situation, and he's a very good young coach. I'm real excited for our basketball program. I'm real mm-hmm. excited to have him around our football program, and I think it's going to be a win-win situation for both of us.
All right, Coach. Training camp, I believe you said early August, your training camps. Are parents allowed to come out to that?
I have an open door policy okay. to any of our practices, and we'll practice in the evening. R7, you guys want to come out, that's fine too. If you don't know what we're doing by the time we play, that's fine. R7, Valley, anybody wants to come out, Herculaneum, come on out. We'll go in the evening from 6 to 9 in the evening, or 8:30 probably, and by the time we get in and out of there, the locker room and those things. But parents are more than welcome. And we'll start August 6th, and we'll go all the way up to school starts, then we'll start after school with our practices. And then we open with Scott City on the 24th, I believe it is.
Right. And in terms of kids coming out and trying out, are you still looking for that or no?
We'll always take more kids. Matter of fact, okay. I just got a phone call from a kid that's transferring over from in our district from St. Clair that's wanting to play football right when I was in the parking lot. So
nice.
So I'm excited. So, and we've had a couple kids that's transferred in from different schools in the area that I'm real excited about as well, and a couple is from St. Louis area too as well. So, anybody's more than welcome to come to practice. You media guys are welcome any point in time.
Oh, we'll be there for our training camp reports for sure.
That's great. So we want to promote Grandview football, and we want to see it be successful. And we're excited about, I want to thank all the other conference coaches for understanding our situation last year and kind of having a good understanding of that and really, really supporting that aspect of things because, Ms. Hubbard had a good vision of that. I came in, I thought it was the best thing and we could do, and it's been a real plus for us to do that way. I don't know if it would have been a plus for everybody to do it that way, but I appreciate all their support there because they've been very supportive and they took some sacrifices for that, and I do appreciate that.
Well, Coach Dallas, happy to have you come in here. I certainly appreciate the time dedicated to doing so. And, yep, we're happy to have Grandview football back on as well.
I hope you're on the air with you a couple times this year. So, okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Matt.
All right, that is Dave Dallas, the Grandview the Grandview football head coach, and joining us here for KJF Sports Talk. We'll step aside and talk a little St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Yeah, a little history was made yesterday with their win against Cleveland. We'll dive into some of that for you as we wrap up KJF Sports Talk. It is 4:53. We're back in a jiff.